You deserve to take more than one vacation a year. Welcome to Points to Paradise, the podcast where travel dreams meet real life strategy. I'm Megan Lanford, your new Travel Points coach for women who are ready to stop waiting and start exploring. Because I believe dream vacations shouldn't just live on a vision board, they should actually be lived. I went from barely affording one vacation a year to now traveling over six times a year with my family and saving over $20,000 a year doing it. And I am here to share with you my hard-earned lessons, simple strategies, and powerful stories to help you unlock the freedom to travel way more and spend way less. This is more than just free flights and free hotels. It's about building a life full of freedom, adventure, and unforgettable memories with your family. So let's turn those travel dreams into booked vacations together. Let's go. Hey friend, welcome back to the podcast. I am always happy to have you here. Today we're talking about something a little bit different. So we're not going to be diving into a travel point strategy or any of the deep dives that I like to do. I am feeling a little bit different today, and I want to talk about the importance of travel and why I truly believe it is something every family needs to prioritize in their family dynamic. Even if you're single on why you should be prioritizing travel and kind of what I've learned along the way. I'm going to be sharing some stories today. I'm going to be sharing some statistics with you, but showing you why travel is so important for family dynamics, for mental health, for your happiness, for strong bonds, for just so many different things, because sometimes we think that we have time and that we can put it off until we retire or the kids get older and one day we'll do that trip, but just not right now. And because of travel points, you're able to do things sooner than you ever thought because everything is affordable and everything can be booked on a whim without even having to think about it because there's just so much freedom that comes with having points and not having to check your bank account, or even if you have the money, just being like, oh, do I really want to spend all this money on this one trip? You literally have the freedom to do it. And so if maybe you've been on the fence about travel points or you haven't dove in yet, I really wanted to show you why travel should be prioritized for you, what it can do for you and for your family and for your kids and your children and leaving a legacy for them and for your grandkids, and how this really can compound over time and increase your happiness and increase your mental capacity and all of those different things. Because I never thought about that before I got into travel points. I never thought about those things. Like, yes, I knew I liked to travel. I liked vacations. They made me happy. But I never saw why I should prioritize it. I just thought I want to travel more. And I need to make more money to do it. But I never really thought about the impact it would have on me and my family until we were able to start traveling 6+ times a year. And now that we're doing it, I see the way that it reduces my husband's stress, the way that it brings me happiness having these vacations booked, the memories that I'm making with my daughter, who, by the way, is going to be 3 years old this weekend. I don't know how that happened, but we're headed out on her annual birthday trip this weekend. We're going to be heading over to San Antonio. We take a trip every year. If you're new around here, we take a trip every year for her birthday. Once she's old enough, she will be able to request where she wants to go for her birthday. Her first birthday, we did San Diego. Last year, we did Phoenix, Arizona. And this year we're doing San Antonio, and she already requested her birthday theme, which is Spirit, the horse movie she loves. So she asked for that. So I'm like, okay, next year she's probably going to ask for a specific trip. And so I'm really excited for that stage when she's old enough to start saying where she wants to go, and having her be a part of the planning process of our trip, our family trips, I think is going to be a whole other thing that I'm just really, really looking forward to. So, first of all, I just wanted to mention that, like, we really prioritize trips and memories and experiences over birthday presents, even Christmas presents, anniversaries, all of those things. And that's not something we used to do. We thought about presents. We honestly probably wasted a lot of money on presents, buying your brother-in-law and your mother-in-law presents that you don't even know if they're going to like. They're not going to remember what you got them last year. And I think it's a huge waste of money for some of those things. And so once we got into Travel Points a couple years ago, we started telling family members, like, we're not doing presents anymore. There's no point. Let's just take a family vacation for Christmas. Why don't you guys come on this trip with us? Let's take Paige on a birthday trip instead of birthday presents. Like, yes, she still gets a few presents as a kid, but we really prioritize those things because you're going to remember where you went for your 10th birthday, and you're going to remember that trip, and you're going to remember the Christmas trip that you took with your whole family, your aunts and your uncles and your grandma and your grandpa. And you're not going to remember what you got for your 10th birthday. You're not going to know if it was a bike or a basketball or whatever. And these are core memories. And so I was looking up some statistics for this episode, and I saw that 62% of adults recall that their earliest memories were of family vacations. And this was typically around age 5. Some were even a few years younger, like 3 to 5. But around 5 years old was when they would start getting these early childhood memories. And they 62% of them said that they were adults. And 49% of those said that they were very vivid memories. They remembered that family vacation. And so my daughter is turning 3 this weekend, and I would love for her to have an early childhood memory around age 4 or 5 of her birthday trip. And that's like one of her first memories as a child. And remember being happy and being with her mom and dad on the beach or in the pool or whatever it may be. I want that because that creates a strong family bond. And that's something we're never going to forget. And she's going to start remembering these things. And it's just those core memories that are stored in there that you're not going to forget and that you're going to have pictures of in the scrapbook. And last year I started making photo books every year of all of the pictures from the year because, you know, on our phones now, I feel like you're always losing pictures. And so I wanted to get them printed somewhere. And so all of her vacations are printed for the first 3 years of her life. So yes, she's not going to remember the trips that we're taking right now, but she has pictures to look back on. And I have those memories, which I think is just as important as her. And I get to remember those things. And so the family aspect of it, of making that strong family bond, I want a relationship with my daughter for the rest of her life. I want to be able to take trips with her, even as an adult, with her future husband, with her, my future grandkids. Like, I want that bond. I don't want just 18 summers of vacations and then she moves out of the house and leaves. Like, I want that bond to continue and for us to continue taking family vacations. If you are new around here and you didn't hear the story, we took my husband's whole family to Hawaii for Christmas as their Christmas present on points. We took his 3 brothers and his mom and his stepdad, and they had my husband's 42 now, I have to think, 41, 42. And his whole family had never been on a family vacation in their entire lives because they couldn't afford it. And we were able to take them, not just on a vacation, but to Hawaii. And so my husband's 40 something years old, and he is traveling with his mom and his brothers. And I think that's amazing. And I want my daughter to be 40 years old and coming on vacation with us still. So that is just something that's so important. And so for the last year or so, I have been teaching people how to use Travel Points and have had numerous students come through the Travel Points Academy and through the membership. And I have just seen the way that this can change people's lives. And it's not just about learning how to use Travel Points and saving thousands of dollars. It is the memories. I had a student last month who was able to take both of her children on their own trips with her. So it was a mother-daughter, mother-son trip. And 1 week she went somewhere, the next week she was in Canada overlooking Niagara Falls with her son. And she was able to take trips with each child and really create memories like that and not have to think about it, because I think she said her trip to like Canada cost a cent because of her travel points. And I had another student last month who went to go visit her kids who are grown and see their grandbabies in San Antonio and didn't even have to think about booking the flight because it costs her $5.60 a person. Like, there's so much to it and so much freedom to see your family more often and go on vacations and spend time with loved ones. And that is truly why I am so excited to be launching the Travel Points Lounge membership this Friday, August 1st, because I have seen not just what Travel Points can do, but the community of women who are planning trips and getting each other excited and sharing their experiences and asking where they should go next, and being able to ask questions of their own credit cards and their real vacations, and not only getting help with the Travel Points side of it, but also the vacation planning side of it. And so I have created the most amazing community with all of my courses, all of my resources, a brand new course. I'm giving it to you. I'm giving everything to you when you join this membership community. And I just wanted a place where everything was. I didn't want to give you the academy and say, good luck, here's everything I know about Travel Points. I wanted you to have all the resources you need and the support you needed. And so I am launching this brand new community. It's a community that's been around, but I am really revamping it and elevating it. And so it will be launching August 1st. I will put the link here in the show notes. I'm also doing a free workshop on Thursday. If you would like to join me, the free Travel Points workshop, where I will teach you my free travel formula and also be giving you $100 off the new membership if you want to come in inside. But it is only open to 20 people. I want to keep it close-knit so that you can ask questions and actually kind of map out your next vacation on points. So the link is here in the show notes if you want to join me for that free workshop on Thursday. But going back to this, so this really does bring me so much joy, not only seeing all of my students taking these vacations, but knowing I have a vacation on the books. I almost always have a vacation planned, whether it's a month out, 3 months out, 6 months out, there's always the next trip planned. And not because I don't love my life, I do, but I like to get away. I like to have that one-on-one undivided attention. I've talked on here before, we are cattle ranchers in New Mexico. Our lifestyle is very demanding. There's always something to be done on the ranch. My husband fights wildfires, so he's always on call in the summer. And so we have a lot going on. And so in the fall, in the winter, we travel a lot. And at the end of fire season, like, my daughter's birthday trip is like our first, we made it through the summer, like, let's go take a break. And so we don't have to worry about getting a phone call. We don't have to worry about the cows getting out and having to go fix fence or anything. We can spend undivided quality time together and truly just relax and de-stress from all the things that have happened all summer. So it really makes me happy to have these trips planned. I love planning them. They bring me joy, especially when they're free and you don't have to worry about how much it costs you. Like, all last week, I was looking up first class flights to Washington for our October trip. And it's so much fun that not have to worry about if it costs me $1,000 per person, because it's only going to cost me $5 when I use my points. And so booking the trips is so much more fun, and being able to stay in these really nice resorts and never have to worry about what the cost is going to be is truly amazing. And so I was looking up statistics, and it said 97% of people, 97, that's a huge number of people that have a trip planned makes them happier. Just having it on the calendar, having it to look forward to, having your kids help you count down. I have a whole kids toolkit in the new membership. I'm so excited about that, with vacation planner countdowns, with vacation journals, all of the fun stuff. But they can get involved too, counting it down, because it's going to make them excited to see, oh, 20 more days and we get to go to Disneyland or whatever it may be, and getting the whole family involved in it, because 97% of people said it makes them happier knowing they have that vacation to look forward to. And again, it's not because we don't like our life or we're trying to escape our life or the world or anything like that, but you truly get to slow down on vacation. You get to reset. You get to spend quality time. And if you're like me, quality time is my love language. And so when I get to sit down with my husband and know that he's not going to get a phone call that's going to take him away from me, and that I get to spend 4 days undivided attention, like, that fills my cup up so much. And I know it can for you too, if you're that type of person, but having that there to look forward to is amazing. And then this last statistic that I wanted to share, I was surprised about, and is just another thing that is going to fuel me for sharing this new membership with as many people as I can. Because only 40% of American families are taking annual vacations or planning a trip for the next year. And that's just one vacation a year. Only 40%. That means 60% of American families are not taking vacations. They are staying home all year long. They are not having something to look forward to that makes them happy. They are not giving their children those early childhood memories. They also say that taking your children on vacation at young ages, around 3 years old, is a huge tool for their mental development. You're putting them in different situations. You're letting them see different cultures. You're experiencing different food. You're putting them out of their routine, all of these different things. And there's 60% of families that aren't doing that. And that makes me so sad, because they can be doing that. And money should never be the thing that is holding them back. And so I want to share this with as many people as possible, because when you see that you don't have to make a lot of money, you don't have to save your money to be able to take these vacations that are going to bring you all this joy and happiness, it totally changes the game. And when you can go on a vacation whenever you want, my student that went to Canada the other day, she literally booked the hotel, like, I think it was less than a week before they even left. They just said, let's go on a trip, you and me, you decide where you want to go. Her child decided, and they booked it. They were able to do that. And I want the other 60% of families, even the 40% who are maybe just taking one vacation a year, to be able to take as many as they want, to be able on a Friday to say, hey, let's get away this weekend. Where do you want to go? And you can literally go, you can go to Europe this weekend when you have the travel points stacked up in your bank account. You can do that. You can say, let's go to Europe for the weekend. We don't have anything going on. Let's plan a trip to Disney World next month. Like, it gives you so much freedom to be able to do that. So I just wanted to share these statistics because it's more than just a vacation. Everyone just says, oh, she went on another vacation. They went to Florida on the beach. Woohoo. It's a lot deeper than just a surface level vacation. There's so much more being created. There's a legacy you're leaving your kids. My daughter, who's 3 right now, is never going to have to worry about how she's going to pay for her family's vacation. Her husband, her children are never going to have to wonder if they are ever going to get to go on a family trip. They're never going to have to think about, hey, we need to save up for the next 2 years for that really big trip. She's going to get to go honeymoon with her husband wherever she wants because of the things that I'm going to be teaching her over the next 15 years of her life and beyond that. Her kids never have to worry about it. Like, you are leaving a legacy for your children, for your grandchildren, for your family, so that we can change that statistic of 40%, because she's not going to be a part of the 60% that doesn't go on vacations, because she's going to have the knowledge that I've given her and passed down to her. And so I think it's so important to go on trips, whether that is with your family, whether that's with your spouse. I didn't even find statistics, but I'm sure your marriage is so much stronger when you and your husband take at least one trip a year without the kiddos. That is now a priority for us, to take one trip a year without her, to strengthen our marriage and get that time together. Whether that's you going on a trip by yourself, mom, and getting away. I did that this year for the first time and it was amazing. Or going with your girlfriends, or taking other families with you. Like, whatever it is, there's so many different types of travel and they're all important for our mental health and for our happiness and our joy. And so I just wanted to share it. It was kind of on my heart to do that this week. I literally decided to record this like 5 minutes before I did. I was trying to think of what to talk about this week, and I just wanted to share it because it's truly so important. And it's not just about the vacation. It's not about the thousands of dollars you're saving and the fancy trips you're taking and all that. There's way more to it. And I just wanted to share that with you. So Be sure to jump on the free workshop on Thursday. It's so much fun. I do these workshops once a month. They are my favorite thing ever. Jump in if you want the $100 off the new membership. And I would love to see you in this new community. It's going to be amazing. There's already 20 plus women in there who are constantly taking trips, and you need to be in there as well. So I will talk to you later, friend. Thanks for tuning in.